Democrat Representative Queller not under investigation after FBI raid of his home. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 13, 2022. Democrat Representative Henry Queller, DTX, is not the target of a federal investigation that resulted in the FBI raiding his home and office in Laredo, Texas, according to his attorney. Over the last several weeks, the Justice Department, in a conversation I had with the prosecutor, let me know that Congressman Queller is not a target of this investigation, Queller's attorney, Joshua Berman, told Fox News. In January, federal agents raided his home as part of an ongoing investigation into various U.S.-based companies and advocacy organizations with ties to Azerbaijan. As Fox News reported, Queller and his wife traveled to Azerbaijan in 2013. According to federal disclosures, and his office announced a partnership in 2015 between Texas A&M International University and the Assembly of Friends of Azerbaijan, a Houston-based nonprofit. The congressman has denied wrongdoing in the probe from the outset and pledged to continue his run for re-election. Congressman Queller has made clear that he did nothing wrong and he wanted to absolutely fully cooperate at all times with the Justice Department's investigation, which he has done from day one through today, and will continue to do so, his attorney said earlier in the week. Queller's progressive challenger, 28-year-old Jessica Cisneros, received boosts from incumbent Democrats like Representative Katie Porter, DCA, following the news of the raid on Queller's home. Queller now faces a runoff election in late May for his 10th term in Congress with Cisneros after he narrowly missed the majority threshold required to secure his nomination in March's primary elections. Queller is one of the most conservative Democrats in Congress. He has been critical of Biden's immigration agenda. In addition, he strayed away from party lines during the House's recent vote to legalize marijuana. Queller was also the only Democrat to vote against codifying a right to abortion into federal law.